6:59.
Sure.
Everybody, you know, take a good look at the sweaters.
Should we model them?
Yes, well, that's gonna happen.
Vote taken, right?
Vote taken.
Yes.
And a group draw poll.
The club's for.
Oh, it's like gonna be crowdsourced?
This is pretty, come on, let's be honest.
Okay. It is 7:00.
All right.
Call to order. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and Two River Times, by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Mrs. Clark, roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo.
Here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mrs. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Here.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein.
The mayor sends along her regrets. She has a family matter this evening. Can we now please stand for a moment of silent reflection, especially keeping in mind the continuing violence around the world, especially in the Middle East? We'll be following that with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Like jump on the seat. Please note that there is a cushion on this seat so that, because the seats are so low, and so I'm gonna have to hop on it. Scoot up. Not getting up again. Okay. Approval of previous meeting minutes. May I have a motion in a second to approve the November 20th, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
I will make the motion.
I will second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo.
Ho, 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 yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes. And now, something fun and festive. Our employee of the month is busy checking out books across the hall.
Oh.
Yeah, the hour.
So Mayor Gluckstein has named Santa Gordon our employee of the month, and here is a blurb for me to read. Our employee of the month is Chris Kringle, known to many as Santa Claus. He has been working very hard all year managing his team of elves to prepare for Christmas 2023. There were many good boys and girls this year all over the world, so Santa's sleigh will be very heavy. Luckily, he has his reindeer to carry his load. We invited Santa to stop into our council meeting to accept the borough's Employee of the Month award, and he has graciously accepted the invitation. Unfortunately, Mrs. Claus could not attend. She is at the North Pole feeding the elves, overseeing the toy production, and managing the logistics plan for Christmas Eve. On behalf of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, we congratulate Santa Claus as the Employee of the Month. Yeah, but again, so Santa and I had some time together when I was getting my vaccines. He oversaw my vaccines over at Bayshore Pharmacy, I guess a couple weeks ago. When was that?
He's a busy guy.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how long have you been volunteering your time at Atlantic Highlands, Santa?
Well, 13 years.
I heard it was longer. It's been longer than that.
I think so.
Like, she said something like more than 20 years, so like more than 30 years.
He's been here my whole life. So.
Okay. There you go.
So, Santa makes sure that he prioritizes Atlantic Highlands, and I think he actually spends his Christmas Day with us, which happens too. So, there you go on the house.
Yay! Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas. Thank you, Santa.
Of course, I'm getting up again. But
not a single one.
Busy time of year.
They don't, it's not enough. Okay, moving along. So as there is no unfinished business nor a workshop, we will now have public comments on consent agenda items only. Members of the public who would like to make a comment on the consent agenda only may raise your hand here in the courtroom, and once recognized, please come to the front of the room and state your name and address. If a member of the public is joining via Zoom, please raise your virtual hand and once recognized, state your name and address. And just before we get to public comment on consent agenda items only, I just want to let the public know, and you're welcome to comment on it, but the public to know that the adopting personnel policies is going to be tabled this evening. Do you want to explain why?
We actually amended the personnel policies at the request of the JIF, but when I went through them, I found some substantive issues, and also council may want to revisit if we're going to change the personnel policies at all, even to conform to the JIF's requirements, the Joint Insurance Fund, that we want to make sure we do it once and for all. So we'll look at it in January.
But the public is welcome to comment on that. Any public comment on the consent agenda items? Anybody on Zoom?
Six attendees, no hands raised.
Okay. Moving on. So we're at the consent agenda. So new business. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. So I need a motion to table resolution.
I'll move it. Crowley seconds.
Okay. It's I just went for the record. It was resolution 182-2023. All right. Now I don't have to read that one. Michelle, do you want to do all in favor, or would you like to do a roll call?
We can do an all in favor.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstains? Okay. So, resolution 177-2023, authorizing payment of unused vacation time to the administrator. Resolution 178-2023, authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes. Resolution 179-2023, authorizing application and acceptance of grant for Atlantic Highlands Fire Department breathing apparatus. Resolution 180-2023, Central Jersey Health Insurance Fund renewal. Resolution 181-2023, approval of license agreement Block 97, Lot 4. Resolution 183-2023, awarding engineering services construction phase East Garfield / Grand Avenue. Resolution 184, authorizing transfer of funds. Resolution 185-2023, payment of bills $1,428,421.47. May I have a motion and a second to accept the
Crowley consent? Crowley moves.
Dougherty second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurdo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark. And now we have reports of council. Councilman Colasurdo.
Sure. First up, nothing to report from fire. Moving on to Shade Tree, they hired a new company to pick up and plant trees. The Shade Tree Commission is very happy with the job they did. The new company planted at the right depth, and the new trees were beautifully staked. Two of the trees are going to be moved to better locations in the next couple weeks. The subcommittee continues to review. They have a subcommittee on looking at our ordinance. They're reviewing it and making changes, and hopefully we'll have a more robust ordinance that will allow us to, be more of a Tree City USA. And I think they're working very hard on that, which I appreciate. QR codes have been generated for each of the five biographies for the tribute tree plaques, which has been an ongoing process. The nameplates for the trees that will have the QR codes will be the next step for this process. And then lastly, Shade Tree is going to be re-upping their newsletter, which was a thing a couple years ago, and they are hopeful that the newsletter will be out in March and sent to all residents. In terms of environmental, at the last meeting, we had a fantastic speaker, Dr. Tom Harrington, who spoke to the Environment Commission about the Naval Research Living Shoreline Project, which was would be too complicated for me to dive into at this meeting, but I was certainly fascinated. I know Brian was there, Councilman Dougherty was there as well, and it was really a great presentation. There was also some conversation about what's going on with Many Mine Creek in terms of the sediment that is being brought out by the tide and also brought in, and how the creek has changed during major storms. As mentioned at previous council meetings, anyone who wants to volunteer to assist in the ERI, please reach out to myself or Blake Deacon, the chair of the Environmental Commission, about getting involved. And then finally, recreation. I know Councilman Crowley is going to speak a little bit more about recreation, but basketball signups ended on December 3rd. I have nothing else to report on recreation.
Thank you. Before Mr. Crowley begins his report, can you please stand and display your sweater?
Of course.
For the public and for ourselves. Do you have anything you'd like to tell us about the sweater?
No, I've had it for about 2 years now. It's very comfortable. I appreciate the wooden the buttons and... Yeah, I like it. I was going to wear a onesie, but I wasn't sure if it was appropriate for this kind of fall.
We'll come up with better rules for next year. Thank you. Okay, Councilman Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor-elect. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Start with recreation. Saturday, December 4th, was our annual Christmas tree lighting, very well attended. I want to thank a couple of people, or a few people actually, Gina Teschke, who is a graduate from Henry Hudson, and she was our soloist singer, and our kids from Atlantic Highlands Elementary School, led by Mrs. Wolf, gave a great performance. I believe there was a Dougherty offspring that was singing and did a wonderful job with her solo.
I was very proud.
Yes, yes. The look on your face was worth the price of admission, seeing proud dad watching his girl. She did great. Also, Mr. McGill, who is our music teacher up at Hudson, brought the kids. They did a great job. I want to thank Chris Morrissey, who assisted with doing audio, and also our DPW crew for setting up the tree and the wreaths, and Borough Hall looks pretty spectacular. Also, just say, in terms of recreation, basketball signups closed on the 3rd.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and add this. The checks now are all in for the Atlantic Highlands Day featuring Touch a Truck, as well as the Food Truck and Music Festival. So our expenses for our police coverage were completely covered by the beverage sales. So we're renegotiating our deal for next year, and hopefully we'll be able to cover more of the expenses. I will move on to our police department. As you all remember, we passed an ordinance requiring fingerprinting and security checks for folks that are working with our kids. So the police department is currently working on a system to conduct the background checks for our recreation department, and they'll be developing a formal process to guide all participating volunteers in the same manner. Applicants are likely to be going to get fingerprinted at Identigo, which is in Oakhurst, about a half an hour from here, and that's where we're already currently up and running. Special officer, our special officer just completed his field training, so thank you to Detective Morgan and Patrolman Chenoweth, and he's got a good working knowledge of our police operations, and he'll be working throughout the borough now on his own. At the same time, Special Officer Thomas Doherty graduated yesterday from the police academy, and he will immediately go into field training for a total of an additional 8 weeks. That's on top of the 6 months of the academy, and before he'll be going on the road as a solo officer. And he, of course, is the son of one of our former sergeants here, so we welcome him to the force. A lot of training still going on, as always, with the police department, firearms, quality, qualifications, criminal justice services, juvenile training, as well as CPR. Some year-end stats, or as we approach the year, the year's end. A total of 1,319 calls for service. That includes 39 first aid and fire calls, and they investigated 15 motor vehicle crashes. And during the month of November, officers conducted 280 traffic stops for a total of 140 summonses. There were 5 DW arrests this month. So for the year, officers have stopped 3,440 vehicles. They've issued 516 parking summonses and 32 DWI arrests.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Something like that. DPW, just thank them again for all their help in getting Borough Hall decorated for the holidays. Also want to thank them for putting up some beautiful wreaths on the stone bridge. Look great if you haven't seen them. Make a nice picture for maybe next year's calendar. Pumpkin Recycling, that area is still open in the back of Borough Yard. So please feel free to drop off your old pumpkins. All bulk pickup has been completed for 2023, and I believe all the leaf pickups are completed now. Are you still doing a little bit? Two more zones? Okay, very good. I know you were in my zone yesterday. Looks great. And there's no sanitation pickup on December 25th, on Christmas Day, or January 1st, New Year's Day. And rounding up everything with my reports, First Aid Squad. This year, the squad has answered the most calls since 2019, 415 year-to-date, 37 for November, 21 so far for December. And I'll just add that since Lance, Huberty, and Ann Scholler have come on board in July of 2022, the squad has answered 640 calls total. Santa runs went great last week, a lot of fun. I will just say that when I moved here 15 years ago, sirens were going off and the lights, and I thought, oh my God, what's happened? You know, and I thought somebody was in serious need of help on my street, and walked out, and there's Santa in my neighborhood. And that's when I knew I was no longer in Los Angeles. And it was the first inkling of this small town vibe that you get that is so great in our town. And to see everybody, and they had a huge collection for the food pantry. So tip of the cap to all of our neighbors for donating, but a tip of the cap to the First Aid Squad and all the volunteers that do this every year. It's fantastic to watch. I'll also say that recruiting still goes on for the First Aid Squad. If you'd like to join, please reach out to Lance, 732-492-6389, or Captain Ann Scholler. And if you missed that phone number, you can tune to 1690 AM, and there's a recruitment message that runs 24/7, and all the contact info is on there. But they also have five new EMT members that are going into the EMT training program in January. So that's great news, too. And Mayor-elect, that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's not it for you.
You got your other shirt.
Oh, God. The world does not need to see this. I will say that I... the closest I come to an ugly sweater, some of you will think is my Steelers sweater, but that didn't qualify for Christmas. I went to the store to go buy an ugly sweater, and they were all sold out. So I got a T-shirt that looks like a sweater. So that's my nod. It's Buddy the Elf. Yes.
Good effort. Mrs. Cusick.
Again, thank you, Lori. God bless. I'm glad you, best of luck with your new position.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, whatever your holiday is, I hope you have a healthy and happy one. My report for seniors today is there's no report other than they had their annual holiday party yesterday, and as unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but I understand it was a lot of fun. So I have to say for the seniors, OEM, a number of things to report out for them. Just to let everyone know, we are expecting another storm on Sunday into Monday. High winds, lots of rain, more flooding, so please be careful out there. OEM is working with the Atlantic Highlands First Aid Squad to submit paperwork for the FEMA grant for 2014, and good luck that it does work out. OEM also attended the Monmouth County Municipal OEM meeting on 12/12. It continued to work very closely with updating the emergency operations plan. And hopefully everyone that is currently up for re-election for reappointment next month will be getting that reappointment. The request has come through. And lastly, veterans, there's no report. Nothing going on this month with the veterans. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stand up. Show us. All eyes.
You might have to do a pirouette.
I have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
My sweater came from Kohl's last night around 5 o'clock. I am not big on sweaters when it comes to Christmas, but in the spirit of the holiday, this is my sweater. That's all I can tell you about.
Very nice. Councilman Dougherty?
Thank you, Mayor-elect Hohenleitner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I will start with personnel. On the personnel side, DPW is seeking a vehicle service technician and two full-time DPW employees. An employment application can be found on ahnj.com or by stopping by Borough Hall during regular business hours. I have nothing to add to Councilman Colasoto's non-fire department update. Planning board. We've had two planning board meetings since our last council meeting. PB 23-02 Callion, 160 First Avenue, was heard at a special meeting on Tuesday, November 21st. After a lengthy 4.5-hour meeting, that application was denied. This is another example of the amount of time and effort and dedication that our planning board members put in. There were three special meetings, all of which were very long, lots of information to process and to adjudicate. So thank you again to our planning board members. We then had a regular meeting on Thursday, December 7th. One application, PB 23-0842 Hooper Avenue, an application for bulk variances, was heard and unanimously approved. Another application of interest, PB 23-071 Bayshore Plaza, was carried to the February 1st, 2024 meeting. The next meeting of the planning board will be its reorganization meeting on Thursday, January 4th at 7 p.m. here in this room and on Zoom. Anyone who's interested in being considered for committee service here in town, planning board, environmental commission, shade tree, et cetera, we encourage you to please fill out a citizen leadership volunteer application. Those are available on ahnj.com. If you scroll down past the updates, it's about 3/4 of the way down the page. Please fill it out. Now is the time to, if you're interested in stepping forward and volunteering, we'd love to have you to be considered. And I've prepared a brief statement thinking that Mayor Gluckstein would be here this evening for her last meeting. So I'll just state it briefly. We didn't know each other very well before I joined council. And while we might not have agreed on everything up here, her love and dedication to the community has always been clear. Thank you for your years of service to Atlantic Highlands. I look forward to future whiskeys with you. In closing, from my family to yours, I wish you all a wonderful holiday season surrounded by your friends and family. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you all in 2024. Thank you.
Thanks. Councilman Murphy.
Hold on.
How did I possibly forget this one?
So this isn't my nautical theme sweater, short sleeve sweater vest. There's a blue lobster. There's lighthouses. This was well loved. This was purchased in a Goodwill in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
I'm on my father.
And yeah, so anyway.
Very nice.
Honor our Bayshore roots.
I think we're going to, I don't know.
It's red. Yeah, I think it's really just the colors. It's really just the colors on that one.
We'll take care of this during public comments.
See, I guess.
That sweater needs a life raft.
Humbug to you three back there.
Don't pander. Councilman Murphy.
Well, it's a better sweater Christmas theme than I have.
I would say so.
Kudos to you. I will start. There's not much left for me here, so I will start with what's left at DPW. And brush and leaf drop-off. The borough yard is still open from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for all brush and leaf drop-off for all borough residents. Additional yard hours. The borough yard will be open for brush and leaf drop-off every Saturday and Sunday in November and December from 8 a.m. till noon. This includes Christmas Eve Day and New Year's Eve Day. Reminder, this will end in January. Christmas tree pickup, two townwide sweeps, January 8th and January 22nd, will be conducted to remove the Christmas trees from the curbs. After the two pickups, residents can bring the Christmas trees to the borough yard and for recycling. Please refer to the borough calendar for additional information. Recreation, not much to add there. I will simply add just to the first aid report, not much, but as Councilman Crowley had mentioned, the squad has now answered the most calls they've answered since 2019. And with that, I can attest these ladies and gentlemen, these guys are going out at all hours of the night, 24/7. And, you know, they're going out when it's cold, when it's snowing, when it's late. And to all of those first responders answering the call, I'd like to say thank you and God bless you. Santa Ron's were a success, as mentioned, and I think that's it for me. Next open space meeting looks to be 12:20, and nothing for Harbor. And, I will refrain from taking the runway, although it's wide open, but this is literally the ugliest sweater I have. So,
it is a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all open day.
Humbug.
Thank you. Just to add to the Harbor portion of the report, we have report. We're expecting a report from NEDA, who is doing an assessment of what repairs need to be done. Mr. Ferragina, myself, are you reporting on this? Okay. Mr. Ferragina, myself, Mr. White, our attorney Greg Cannon, we all attended an inspection of the building, the towboat building, a couple weeks ago now. There was parts of the building removed so we could see where there could possibly be water coming in. We have really, our borough employees, our GPW did an amazing job getting that taken down and put back up. And so we're expecting the report before the end of the year. And the newly sworn in Harbor Commission will be receiving a report on that in January. I wanted to mention for those of us, because we are a Dog City USA as well, that in January, this council is going to be proposing 3-year dog licenses. There's been a lot of confusion over the years when, you know, if your dog's rabies shot is early in the year, later in the year, when can you get your dog license approved? So I just want the public to be aware of that we'll be doing that early in January next year. We need 2 meetings to pass it, so the grace period for dog licenses in January will be extended a little bit. In terms of other reporting, that's pretty much it. I'll have another comment at the end. I did want to mention that Chief Reinert is tonight at Beacon Hill celebrating our neighbor chief, Scott Burton, who has been named president of the Monmouth County Chiefs Association. So that's a really great honor, and we're really happy for him. Robert Burton. So that's it for us right now. I'm going to turn it over to the administrators, and then I'll give up. Oh, I have to stand up.
That's your role.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Nice
okay.
Try.
Explain yourself.
I will explain myself. So, my ugly sweater. I've had it for many years. It's well loved. I wore it in a production of Steel Magnolias when I played a Nell, if anybody knows that. It has a backdoor top. And it, I know it's a vest, but it is a sweater, and it doesn't exactly still really fit me, but I make it work every year. So that is my ugly sweater.
Sounds good.
Okay. Administrator's report. Mr. Ferragina.
Okay, thank you. So I have a lot of flag stuff in here. So Governor Murphy has signed Executive Order 345, ordering the flag of the U.S. and the state flag to be flown at half-staff during appropriate hours on Tuesday, November 21st, in recognition and mourning of First Lady Eleanor Rosalynn Carter. We obviously complied. President Biden also ordered the flag to be lowered for the same reason from November 25th until sunset on the day of internment, out of a mark of respect for her, and we obviously complied with that as well. Per the directive of the White House, as a mark of respect for Justice O'Connor, it was requested that U.S. flags be lowered to half-staff until December 19th, which is the day after she will lie in repose at the Supreme Court. We are currently complying with that. Each year, the borough conducts hydrant flushing. The dates for 2024 are as follows: April 15th through the 19th and the 22nd, if necessary, due to weather. Also, October 21st to the 25th and the 28th, if necessary, due to weather. Hours of operation will be from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. We are required by the state to conduct one flushing out of an abundance of caution and diligence. We do two flushings per year. On Wednesday, December 6th, I attended the cybersecurity webinar held by the offices of 12th District U.S. Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, 6th District U.S. Representative Frank Pallone, and 3rd District U.S. Representative Andy Kim. Earlier today, I attended the New Jersey Environmental Joint Insurance Fund virtual meeting. Also today, I attended the Monmouth Municipal Joint Insurance Fund Executive Committee meeting as well. The annual reorg meeting will be held on Monday, January 1st at 12 noon here at Borough Hall in this room, as has been done in the past. The first council meeting for 2024 will be held Thursday, January 11th, to my knowledge. I also would like to, I didn't realize the we all assume the mayor would be here this evening, and my prayers go out to her family, for her mother is ill. but I would like to thank Mayor Gluckstein for her hard work during the past 2 years that I've been here. Her daily check-ins, fantastic sense of humor, and genuine care for the borough have been appreciated. It has been a sincere pleasure working with her, and we wish her the very best. And she's welcome to stop in anytime. With that, I would like to wish everyone here a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy New Year, and I will see you all in 2024. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and I have a story regarding my sweater. So I feel that I have to explain why it's not so ugly. So I asked my dear wife, who I love very much, if she could go out and buy me an ugly sweater. So this morning I woke up and she said, oh, don't forget, I got you the sweater. It's in the bag right next to the refrigerator. I said, that's great. So I opened up the bag and I thought to myself, this is anything but an ugly sweater.
Like Brooks Brothers.
But as a husband who wants to stay happy, to a woman who spends a lot of time taking care of our two kids and works full time, I said, I love it. Thank you very much. And here it is. So there we go. That's my story.
But here's the question. Yes. Mr. Ferragina, is it still the rutting season?
It technically is, because so it extends through December. But it winds down this time of year.
Yes.
All right.
So your sweater is in honor of the running season.
In honor of the running season.
Yes.
Hey, that was a better spin.
That was a better
spin. What you're also saying is your wife listens to the meetings.
No, she does not listen.
She does not listen to the meetings.
That was better.
Is there anything attached still to the sweater?
There is, the tag. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, geez.
Right here.
Oh, no.
$19.99. If anyone wants to purchase it this evening, I accept cash.
Venmo.
Venmo.
It's considered game used, so the value goes up.
That's right. Otherwise, I'll be returning it myself.
All right. It's my turn. Happy wife, happy life. Is that what that
That's
is?
Right. That's right. Exactly.
Over the last month, I guess, a couple of things have happened. We concluded our review of the documents for the fire apparatus lease purchase. I also drafted the license agreement, which is part of Resolution 181-2023, and we declined to join a class action involving hydrocarbons in water because we don't have any. Our water tap results have been clean, so we were asked by Monmouth County if we wanted to look into it, and we did look into it and discovered that we have been tested and we're fine, which is good news. Great. That's it.
No,
oh, and oh, hold on.
There we go.
This is good. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
This is a very good one.
So mine's from Amazon. When I got something from the mayor saying you have to wear an ugly sweater. I looked up ugly sweater, but she also said whoever loses the contest has to buy the drink, so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't the ugliest.
Oh, see, I thought it was winner buys the drink.
That's what you would think, but that's why I chose
winner.
Not
the ugliest.
No. It's the winner.
Well, okay. All right, good. So I was
we'll
playing
safe
over here.
The
early odds were on veto, I'm just going to say. Early odds. Okay. And Mr. Rohmeyer, who is also not wearing an ugly sweater because he's too cool for that.
Sorry, I'm a Grinch.
Doug Nomeyer.
Very briefly, the borough received the CDBG grant previously for public restroom buildings for Center Ave Park. At this point, plans and specs are complete. They are being publicly advertised, and we anticipate opening bids second week of January. So we're hopeful we can successfully help get that project awarded and move forward into construction and utilize that grant. Road improvements to East Garfield and Grand. I believe the most disruptive component of the project is behind us at this point. The water main itself has been, the new main has been installed along the East Garfield. At this point, it's been pressure tested. It's been bacteria tested, so everything is clear to start transferring the services over from the old main to the new main. At that point, the contractor plans to restore the trench temporarily, leave the site, let the trench settle, return in the spring for final restoration of the trench, concrete work, and the mill and overlay portion of East Garfield, as well as Grand Avenue. That's all I have to report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rohmeyer.
So, oh, you want to do a twirl just for the sake of it?
So festive. You bought yours from the Jim Murphy collection.
Looking good over there.
Mrs. Clark, before we go to public comment, would you mind sharing your ugly sweater with the crowd? It's not ugly. This is Mrs. Christmas here. Wait, did you show the inside has a, is it reversible?
No.
It's got like a nice, that's like a nice sport coat. Thank you. All right, public comment. Members of the public who would like to make a comment may raise their hand here in the courtroom, and once recognized, please come to the front of the room and state your name and address. If a member of the public is joining via Zoom, please raise your virtual hand, and once recognized, state your name and address. Do we have public comment this evening? I was going to say, I mean, you'll disappoint me greatly, Mr. Fisher. Come on up. Okay, Mr. Barbado, you can go first. He's going to be quick.
Paul Barbado. 22 Laurie Road, a.k.a.
Lousy Road.
I'll wear my sweater next time.
Thank you.
I didn't know. I didn't get the memo. I'm not going to go into details with good old Laurie Road. All I'm going to say is that you're all going to get some photos of expanding of the situation with Laurie Road. It's not just the apron where the entrance to my steps. I spoke to Mr. Doug Rohrmeyer, and he thought we were just I was focusing on that. No, I'm focusing on the flooding of all of the road towards my property. So you're going to get some nice photos.
Are they the ones we already received today?
Well, those were two, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, we got them faster than I...
I check my email.
Well, I check mine every once in a while. But you'll get a series of seven others, and showing the erosion and what's going on up there. So,
thank you.
Have a holy day. It's a merry holy day also.
Thank you. Mr. Fisher.
Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. My apologies if the sheet of paper goes close to my eyes. I forgot my cheaters.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I think I wrote it big enough. The dismissal of the Shore and Ocean Port lawsuits against the Boards of Education, has there been any news that there's any movement in that?
Not to my knowledge.
Nothing with regionalization?
The Commissioner, okay. The Commissioner of Education is, I don't know that she's still serving, but she's
going to be replaced. So there's going to be some, hopefully she'll make whatever decision she's going to make before she goes, but I think at the end of the year, they're looking for a new Commission of Education, so hopefully that's not going to delay it any further.
She's acting anyway, right?
Yes. And she didn't get confirmed, so she's...
Right. Okay. Any news on the Ocean Boulevard work that's supposed to happen this 2024? Has the county given us any dates on when that's supposed to happen?
No update. No update at this time.
The feasibility study, has a firm been selected to update that study going into next year?
We have received no updates regarding the addition to the existing study.
So that's the three boroughs. Who's taking the lead in getting that study going?
That's Seabright.
Seabright is?
That's for them to do.
Okay.
We've done as a borough. It went to the public. They voted. And now it's up to Seabright to go re-petition the Board of Education and see if they can get that going again. But that's on them.
Okay. The Denholz property, obviously been a lot of work going on there, but the contours of the property are pretty much at their finished levels. So now we can all see where the boardwalk is going to be. I know during the five or six sessions, that application hearing, there was talk of public access not only from the cul-de-sac side, but also from the Avenue D side. Denholz would not agree to put in access from the Avenue D side because he would have to bring it down like 15 feet to that level, and he didn't want to incur that cost. For those of you that don't know the property, if you are handicapped and wanted to go on that boardwalk, you'd have to go about 800 feet to get to it from the cul-de-sac. And a lot of people thought that's ridiculous. There's a street right there. The end of the boardwalk is right at the street. We need to have access directly from Avenue D. So what I'm asking is there any plan to engineer an entrance to that boardwalk once it's there, once it's built, so that the public and handicapped could have direct access from Avenue D?
I hope you come to the charrettes that we have starting in January.
What are the charrettes?
So we're working with our planner to do that. There's been a lot of things up in the air right now, but...
Yeah, but I didn't want that to get...
It's been discussed at the Open Space Committee meeting level as well.
It was also, if you recall, that was a point that I raised at the planning board, because I worried that if somebody was in medical distress, could we get to them that quickly? Because at this point, what it would mean is you'd have to park in the parking lot and go north and then make a right so that you're going east, and that's a pretty good lengthy, depending on where, if there was an emergency, where. Mr. Denholz, as you said, did not want to incur that expense, and the planning board agreed with that because it would mean engineering of stairs. If these charrettes are going to re-entertain it, I think it would be fantastic.
And so I let both of you give a lengthy explanation because the public's here and they didn't have context, but that is definitely something that's been discussed and will be discussed.
I think back then we estimated from the cul-de-sac to Avenue D was about almost 1,500 feet.
Bring your facts and figures to the charrette, because that will be really helpful. Thank
and
you.
I'm not being critical.
No.
I'm just restating what the... Yeah.
And just for additional context, Mr. Fisher, because I know you were there as well. We talked about it, and this was something that I felt very strongly about from Avenue D, because just for access purposes.
Okay. Absolutely.
And so just... Because we could not change the, because it was a settlement, we could not make any changes to the settlement. So that, absolutely.
Right.
So I know we have a grant writer. We should start thinking about grants.
Already on it.
That would be a great thing for everyone. Could we have a report at the January meeting on the work that our grant writer's been doing, how many grants we put in for, how many we eventually got, and how much? Is that possible?
That is possible.
Okay. I think that would be a good thing to know. I mean, there was a lot of talk about this time last year. And then my last question is, at the last meeting with Ordinance 15-2023, there was obviously a lot of discussion, but there were two comments by two of the councilmen, and I was just curious if we could expand on a little bit. Councilman Murphy, you at the end stated that there was a pressing issue in town that needs checks and balances. Is there a specific issue that we don't know about?
No, I think it's been commonly addressed to me with the concerns of the overdevelopment, and I think this was part of that conversation. The high density, I thought this addressed that concern, and that's what I was referring to, Mr.
Okay. Chair. Okay. And then, Councilman Dougherty, you mentioned stuff that there is a reason why these, meaning the design standards, haven't been touched in over 10 years.
I meant the development regulations in general, because, you know, you saw the opinions that were being expressed, and some of which were not really germane to the ordinance itself. And so it's a touchy subject, and my point was, and I'll admit I said that in some frustration with the progression of that hearing, but it's my opinion that because of how important this is and how complicated this is, development regulations, that's why they haven't really been adjusted in so long. And so my point was, let's take two or three steps forward before we run a marathon.
And my last suggestion for the new administration when it gets sworn in, tell the planning board to start on the master plan, because the last one took 3 years to do.
Mr. McGoldrick is already on it.
And it's due in 26.
He's already on it.
26. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Spicer, or you want to shoot it out?
Hello, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Ted Hanukkah, Money Spicer, 64 North Drive. I want to start by thanking Councilman Crowley, Mayor of Cold Lakers, and Mr. Fergina also Mr. Bombs in the back for coming to the holiday party for EMS this week. My husband's not here, but as a, you know, avoider of what they do, just someone who, you know, gets a little better for school, I really appreciate the support that was shown that night. And, you know, I think it's great that we're getting the members, but I think that there's going to be a lot more needed in the future. And I hope that we remember how important healthcare is and all of that, but I have said many, many times. Regarding commissions, I was wondering if the design commission is ever going to be a thing. Because I know I applied for it a few times, but I don't think it's ever come through.
So there is going to be revisions made in the beginning, in the first month of the year, to the way that that committee is structured. And because it's very, very specific right now as to who should serve on it. And you are definitely on the list of folks that we want to consult with as we adjust the ordinance to create the committee. But yes, and not just that, but also be public art. Yes, please, please do. And we're trying, there, I think I have to add another couple things to the list. It's just been, things have been very roller coastery up in the air. So we're trying to get stuff done.
We'd love to see some murals. Like, we have a lot of lovely buildings that could use some, you know, pretty art and make everyone really happy. I haven't seen the marina, but I've heard that there's something really exciting in the marina about not littering. So I'm really excited about that and appreciate that. My last thing, I wanted to thank Mayor Gluckstein, who's not here, but it kind of goes to my last comment that I wanted to say, that as difficult as I'm sure it was for the candidates for there to be a close election, I find that really comforting because I think it shows that Atlantic Highlands can continue to be kind of a beacon of what this country can bring together, even though we all really disagree on a lot of things. I think at the end of the day, 2024 is an election year, there are a lot of opportunities for us to come together. And I really hope that everyone is excited and prepared to do that in the coming year. With everything that's going on in the world, with the wars, I'm not a religious person, but I do have a lot of faith in the people in front of me. And so I want to say thank you for everything you do and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Mr. Bombs. But Mr. Bombs, can you please tell us before you state your name, or after you state your name and address, the two awards, because I don't remember the name of the award that you received the other night.
Yes, for Brian Bombs, 41st Avenue.
Thank you.
Walter Curry Award and Top Responder.
What was the second one?
Top Responder Award.
Top Responder. I just wanted to make sure everyone heard that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before you all, first greetings, happy holidays. Before you all go into executive session tonight to talk about possible land acquisition, we should all consider what's going on with EMS. Over 2 years ago, we were tasked with finding some way to cover day shifts, which we couldn't handle, calls. During that time, we found somebody to cover us during the daytime, and we had, I'd asked the mayor, you know, I was one of the idea, let's form a task force. Some of you were on it, including Ms. Hawley, Mr. Brown, Mr. Dockery. We explored all possibilities, grants, whatever might be out there, public assistance, state, federal assistance. It's just not out there. The only thing we were able to come up with was the possibility of doing a regionalization. As you know, we sat here and presented it to you. During the last year and a half, under Chief Hubney, we've actually, as you've reported, 600 calls. It's a huge increase. Many of us responding to over 200 calls each. We're now tasked with the problem of only having one ambulance. We've got five people going for EMT school come January.
Just awesome.
I haven't seen that in 12 to 14 years. There's five people going, there's 8 or 9 new members. There are more looking to come in. Our problem now is we have 4 or 5 people responding to calls, but we only have one rig. And that rig right now is seeing some problems. So before you guys make a decision on spending money, we're not asking you to buy us a rig. Partner with us, let's find a way to do it. Because we're almost to the point where we can actually run day calls and you can alleviate that $90,000 you're paying for paid service. And if that happens, put that into a band and we can pay this thing off in a few years. But right now, we're one card away. And the catalytic converter right now needs replacing. We know how long it's going to be out of service. It can be even find parts. So I appeal to all of you to consider doing that. I know many of you have gotten emails from Chief Hubney, and he's appealed to the same thing. And I'm doing it as a resident in town because I've been to 5 calls where we've had multiple calls for service. But with one rig, 4 people. So when your father, your mother, your brother, your sister's having a stroke over here, the car accident over there, somebody's got to wait. I want to be on your shoulders if we want to work.
No, we hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
With that said, I wish you all Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brian. And Toby.
Brian, I'll tell you, I just spoke with Chief Ubany today, and I had a conversation with Mr. Farragina before the meeting about the very topic that you're raising, and hopefully we'll get that. With the new council being impaneled on January 1st, we'll be able to get something on the books with all of us very soon.
You guys realize after the fire truck, and you know, after you looked at that, the cost of these chassis just keep going up exponentially. If the rig's going to be $350,000, $400,000, you're just going to have to be $500,000.
Nope, we hear you. Thank you.
If you do a band, you know, 10 years, 5 years, whatever.
You want us to take that?
A lot less than $90,000.
Yeah.
That you're paying right now. And if our rig goes down and you decide to bring it in service, that $90,000 to cover the night shifts when we have most of our calls, it's going to go exponential.
What's the time?
Your weekends as well.
I appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone online? Is there any chance the mayor's online? I spoke to her earlier today, and it was a little hectic where she was, but...
Not recognizing name associated.
Mayor Gluckstein, if you're online, can you raise your hand? I just want to make sure if you're here that we recognize you. No? Okay. We miss her here today. So we will honor her in January. She has a joy and a love for this town, and we need to celebrate her. So I'm sorry that that she had this tonight and had to miss. But I do know that some of the things that she and I have in common are just loving what Atlantic Highlands looks like during the holidays. So I really want to thank, and I'm really sorry she's missing this tonight, the Henry Hudson artist who did the windows in town. Mr. Phillips called me to like help check on the reeds at the stone bridge. They're beautiful and they're right by my house, so I see them all the time. And everybody's houses, as I drive around town and I do a daily sweep of Atlantic Highlands just to see, you know, if there's more potholes or if there's great work being done on the roads and everything's smoother. I check in with our officers doing road jobs every day that they're out there. So the town looks beautiful right now, and I want to really thank our outstanding municipal employees for all the work that they've done. The mayor will be sharing her year-end message through our website and Facebook page, but I know she joins me in wishing everyone a happy, safe, and peaceful holiday season. As we look forward to 2024, I hope everyone has a renewed commitment to being good neighbors, being kind, and keeping our beautiful community safe and prosperous. I'm grateful for the work of this council and know we will work well moving forward. And I'm excited to welcome Councilperson-elect Allison Forbes. I really do want to reiterate our thanks and appreciation to the public who shows up at these meetings and at our public events. It's really important that you come and speak up, and I hope that continues into the new year. And I want to thank Rob for helming our ship. Is that right?
That's
phraseology?
Fine.
And I really look forward to working with all of you next year. It's been a very rough little while for a couple of us sitting up here. And we're going to work really well together moving forward. That's what's going to happen. And anyone who tries to get in the way of that, you're welcome at the meetings. You're welcome to speak up. But bad behavior will not be taken kindly. So let's end it on a positive note. I would like to hear who you think has won the ugly sweater contest by way of applause. So I'm gonna take applause from the audience, from members of the public. Let's start out with Mr. Rohmeyer. Any votes for Mr. Rohmeyer?
What's the criteria?
It's your own criteria. Whoever you like the best.
Best ugliest
sweater. All right, applause for Mr. Colasurda.
I guess we're the only ones up here.
Public. Okay, the members of the public are Mr. Crowley. Okay, we have a member of the public. Mrs. Cusick. Ms. Schaefer. Yours is too pretty.
Yourself.
Myself.
My husband really hates this sweater. Mr. Farragina.
Oh, smattering.
Mr. Dougherty.
Oh, wow.
Somebody might be buying.
Wow.
Mr. Murphy, we got to give Mr. Murphy some love.
His sweater's not even Christmassy. How did he get the big round of applause?
And Mrs. Precisely. Clark. Mrs. Clark. Mrs. Clark, okay.
Whoa.
Well, by the power, you think it's between, okay, so we're going to do a runoff.
You and
between Michelle. Mrs. Clark and Mr. Dougherty.
We were clapping for her in general.
No, we're going to do this. Okay, everyone who's voting for Mrs. Clark, who will not have to buy drinks if she wins. Mr. Dougherty.
Oh, there we go.
I think we have it there.
So you're buying drinks, bud.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Hopes for everybody.
We do have executive session tonight. May I please have a motion and a second to go into executive session? All in favor?
Aye.
So there will be no action taken, and I think we'll be in there for probably 10 minutes. Thank you. You ready? I'm just not going to bother with this. May I have a motion and a second to come out of executive session? All in favor?
Aye.
I have a motion to adjourn the last meeting of this year. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Have a good night. Be safe.
Look at that.